Hello, my dear listeners, compliment of the season and happy new year in advance. I welcome you to another episode of the Nimi Toye Show, and this is your girl, Nimi. Today I'll be talking briefly on It Is Not Game Over. But before I delve into the topic proper, I would like to chip in one or two things. You know, this year has been eventful for sure, but if you are able to listen to this episode right now, there is so much to be grateful for. Finally, 2020 is letting its curtains down and wrapping to a close. You know, some people say 2020 feels like 10 years. We have battled a lot this year. It started with the pandemic, then the lockdown, from end rape to seeking justice for a lot of people and things, to enters. Like, it feels like forever, yeah? This year has been overstretched and has been stuffed with much more than a year should. But such is life, innit? Getting the unexpected. But we're still here. We're standing, regardless of all the situations. So far, we are ending this year with that prompt energy. What are you grateful for this year? This day? This moment? You know, keeping your focus on gratitude will never leave you wanting. The spirit of gratitude invites joy, hope, and courage in the toughest of times. I hope you can use this day or just few moments to sit still and just say, I am grateful. I am grateful to God. I am grateful for life. Just mention it. Mention those things, mention whatever it is that you're grateful for. I'll give you a few seconds to do that. Just mention those things and profess that you're grateful. Yeah, we are grateful. Alright, so we made it this far. We made it through the eventful and unique 2020. And this is your permission to congratulate yourself for all you have achieved this year, no matter how little you think it is. And if you feel like you have not achieved anything due to the situation of things, that you are alive today, that you are alive rather, and survive through this year, it's a biggie. So please go ahead and congratulate yourself. Alright, so back to our topic for today. I said I wanted to chip in one or two things, and it already feels like I'm done with this episode. But let me just say a few things before I sign out. Now, I saw a tweet somewhere, hence the topic for today's episode, and it reads, December not just normal flexing period. No be deadline for achievements. No use pressure, kick yourself off. That's it. You know, having deadlines for goals or tasks, they're fantastic. They have their own advantage. When you have deadlines for goals and all of those things, they have their own advantages and all that. But sometimes life happens. So when it does, you don't have to beat yourself up and put yourself under pressure. But December is just a month out of 12, but out of the several months we have in a year. It's not a deadline for achievement. 1st of January is just a change in date. I'm not trying to encourage laziness or incompetence or whatever. My point is, you don't need to beat yourself up just because you didn't meet up with a goal or a task. Like I would always say, there is a place of going at your pace and embracing your own pace. You know, we have few days left in this year. A lot of people would start listing their achievements. Please, don't measure your journey with someone else's. Own your own journey. Start your own process. And always remember at your pace. Don't imitate people and don't let anyone tension you. Dear listener, if I thought you were unable to take anything off your 2020 goals, I am still very proud of you. If your biggest goal this year was staying alive, I am super proud of you. I hope you don't give up for the coming year also. Just because 2020 happened the way it did, doesn't mean 2021 it's gonna be like that, or 2021 will be the same. just grab your pen and your journal and write out those smart goals again. And please remember to go at your pace. I can't stress that enough. Go at your pace and embrace your own pace. Own your journey. Start your own process. Thank you. That's all I've got for you today. So go share this episode with a friend, with someone that needs to hear it. And happy holidays. Happy holidays. And yeah, we'll be going on a 1 week break because I want you all to enjoy your holidays, feed well, eat the chicken well, have fun, and don't forget to be prudent with your spending and be happy because you deserve to be happy. Alright, so I'll see you on the 11th of January.